Chapter 1. Old Timers. One looks back and realizes it's not all the work or even the play that one remembers most, but the people, the many people. History is presumably events that have transpired, but actually, it's experiences of people that intermingle and overlap and cause these events to happen. And it is the distinct character and ambitions of people that make the different areas develop in different ways. Park County, Montana has always been rich in people with distinct character and ambition. I was at a relative's funeral the other day, and after a fine meal, my brother Art and I settled down on some porch chairs for a little visiting. A distant cousin came out and sat with us, and I told her, "Well, I was hoping a few of the old-timers would show up today." She informed me, "You are the old-timers." Where has the time gone? I can't ask neat guys that were about my age I am now to repeat those stories because they are all gone. History begins the day we are born. At first, we look forward to it to see what is going to happen. And then, for quite a few years, we look ahead and back both, meeting all the people that tell us of bygone days and still working on our own aspirations. Then, all of a sudden, the backward look encompasses more than the forward one. All those great old guys like D.A. and Howard Strong that I remember from before going to school, and those great men from my adult years like Bill Blohm, Ebenezer Strickland, Dan Miles, Johnny Hankins, and the Harvats, and the great bunch that worked for Montana Power during the 1930s and 40s, and all those railroaders that worked in the shops and on the tracks and that ran those huge steam locomotives. These were Livingston and Park County people. There were a lot of stories in all those characters, and a lot of character in all their stories. Why didn't I listen closer? My memory is poor, but I want to recount a few of the yarns they told that I still remember. Elmer Lee. Elmer Lee was a character around town in the 1930s. He is the only man I ever knew that fought in the Spanish-American War. Elmer was a big man, even rotund. He would chuckle deep down in his belly at his own stories. They were elaborate in detail and created suspense in any age listener. With a little grandson on his knee, Elmer was yarning one time about a rich lost gold mine with emphatic hand gestures and very confidential voice. When the story ended, the little boy looked up at his granddad with trusting, innocent eyes and said, "Tell me another one, Grandpa." Well, I'm going to try to tell you another one or two. Bill Blohm. Bill Blohm moved here with his family in the late 1800s. His folks homesteaded on the head of Strickland Creek, which is on the Paradise Valley side of Wineglass Mountain. Bill tells of walking over the mountain when a boy with fresh vegetables to sell to the miners at Chestnut. Chestnut was located about where Trail Creek exit is between Livingston and Bozeman. In his teens, Bill would haul wood to Livingston with a team and wagon for the grand sum of $3 a load. Bill went into the Army during World War I at about the age 30. After being discharged, he came back to the home place on Strickland Creek. He never spoke much of it, but he had some sort of disagreement with his father and brother. Eb Strickland told me it was over a few cows Bill had when he left for the service. After the disagreement, Bill walked off the place with a saddle over his shoulder and didn't go back for some 25 or 30 years. When I knew Bill, he had nothing but good to say about his brother Ed, who still lived on the old place. "He's the best rancher in the valley," Bill would say. "He doesn't have all that expensive plowing and farming machinery. He just puts up hay and runs cows." When Bill and his brother Ed finally ran into each other at an auction sale, they could hardly let go of each other when they shook hands.